seen some weird looking for the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
What you call them, them old hippies?
Well, now, would you ever use the term slouchy or tacky or dutchy to talk
about? Oh, yeah. You say he or she certainly does. They're certainly tacky.
Okay. Now, what about if a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Yeah, she's chic.
She's what?
She's chic. She's dressed up.
Okay.
She's really chic.
Well, now, if you were talking about a man, could you use those same terms?
You call him a dude.
What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You say, he certainly is...
chipper.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
a lout. He's lazy. Lazy lout.
What?
That applies to me somebody.
Yeah, come sleeping in there.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that just jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
And let's see, what do you call an old dilapidated house that people might say spirits live in?
Haunted house. A haunted house. Well, that's what they say. There used to be a brown one right over there that said was haunted.
Did you ever see any?
No, I went over there. Me and another girl, I said, let's go in there and see where it is. You didn't see a light. Looked like you could see a light at the vendor center. We found a ghost.
You did?
Yes.
What did it look like?
It was a goat. He got up there and got tangled up in some chains, and of course it wouldn't make noise, and nobody wouldn't go by that.
Oh, heaven's sake.
And of course he'd got tangled up in chains, and then he'd make noise. He'd get the one window, and the way he wouldn't see those lights except at night.
Uh-huh.
The way the lights would shine, you'd see lights in the windows.
Uh-huh.
When it was a ghost, he was about starved to death.
That's very interesting.
And that was a ghost.
And that was the ghost.
And he had been up there for no telling how long.
Uh-huh.
Because he had eaten every old scrap of paper. Well, nobody lived in it. It had caught on fire. It had been on fire and a big hole had burned in it.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody lived in it for a long time. And I guess rain saved him that long. He couldn't stand up. And that's long they brought him down. We went over there and told the agent at the depot, and they went over and got him, brought him down, and fed him up. He got off.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
Big old
that's
round.
The best ghost story I think
big
I've ever heard.
Round. But they people had let him stay there for 2-3 months. They'd seen no light.
Uh-huh.
But I guess all saved him was when it was raining. There was a hole in the house.
Uh-huh.
And that paper and stuff would get wet.
Yeah.
And they moved out. They left a lot of old paper. He ate it.
Somebody would be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see...
spirits. Ghosts. Be like my... We took the kids, my daughter and my niece. She had a girl. They were about the same age, not much difference. Hers was a little older than mine. And we were down at the cemetery cleaning up one day, and I told them, I said, now, girls, if you go put your hand on that... it was a vault, by the way, on that vault, and you say something to it, said it will say nothing. So they finally got up courage enough to go, and they went over there and put their hands down there and said, how long have you been dead? And of course, they didn't say anything. And Sonny said, Mama, it don't, I said, what, didn't I tell you it would say nothing?
You're a fly.
We were down to cleaning up the lot. My mother and father and well, all of my folks are buried in Brunswick. Now these last ones. All of my mother's folks are buried in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
My father and his mother. And of course, his father was a Yankee. He was from Connecticut.
Yeah, that's